Allison.
Yes, darling.
Before we start the show, you said we have to, in a positive manner.
Yes, darling.
Mention people who have done good things for the show. Kind of a wall of heroes, if you will.
That's right.
This is before anything. This is even before introductions.
That would be a Mr. Christopher Carroll and a lovely Amy Helmick.
And what have Christopher and Amy done for us?
Oh, they're just doing all kinds of things, and they think we're fabulous, which we are.
I like them already. It's Mother's Day. They're better than my mom because they're doing something related to the show. And all my mom did was give birth to me and nurture me.
I would totally marry Amy if her boyfriend wasn't so messy.
Really?
Yeah. You know how I like to keep things tidy.
No, I really don't. You live in a hovel, as far as I know.
That is highly incorrect.
You've lived out of a car before.
I never have.
That doesn't sound correct. Well, thank you to those two.
Yes, absolutely. They're my pals.
They're good people.
They're my besties.
They've apparently posted about Papa's Basement on their Facebook walls. That's all it takes to be a hero.
Yeah,
folks.
How about that?
A lot of people, they go through life, they're like, I've never been called anything great. You can be a hero.
Yes.
Simply by posting the Papa's Basement
radio
show.
Even with a name like Helmick, you can be a hero.
I don't know about that. But if you change your last name to Papa Giorgio, and then you post the show on your wall, hero.
Well, you got to weasel Amy's boyfriend out of the picture.
Really?
Yeah, get yourself
in.
I
could do that.
Could you?
I know how to break into stuff. We could screw with the pilot light on the hot water heater. We could clip some brake cables.
That's why I always wanted to date somebody with OCD. So if you wanted to cut the date short, you could always go, hey, did you remember to turn off the stove?
I think you only flicked the switch 7 times when we left your house. Oh, my God.
That's right.
You are listening to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio.
Ooh.
Thank you for that enthusiasm, co-hostess Allison Frank.
Ta-da.
That's your name.
Yep.
The show's website's inpapasbasement.com. Go there for every episode we've ever done of the show. There's like 500 at this point. There's a lot.
Wow. We got more than a year's worth.
I think it's actually 300, but 500, you know.
Yeah, you're going to.
100% more, whatever. Who cares? We put one up every Monday and every Thursday at this point. Hour-long, bite-sized, I don't know. Podcasts are supposed to be an hour.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that a
beyond
rule?
That, I don't know. According to one Opie of Opie and Anthony fame, he gets bored when they're beyond an hour.
Yeah.
I don't do much podcasting-wise, but I could listen to Opie and Anthony for like 8 hours in my car, so I don't know what he's talking about with the hour limit, but we do an hour.
Right.
So it works out nicely like that.
Absolutely.
You want to tweet us. If you do Twitter, it's at Papa's Basement, and I do a lot of fun, active stuff on the Twitter.
Yeah.
If you do Facebook only, because you're old.
Like me.
Yeah, it's facebook.com/papasbasement.
I don't have a Twitter tweet. I mean, I did, but I think I forgot.
You're still the little egg picture.
I am?
I think so. I don't think you've ever, as vain as you are and as much as you like looking at photos of yourself.
Is that right?
I don't think you've ever replaced the default egg photo.
I don't know. I thought I did. I mean, I tried to jazz it up.
It's okay. Don't worry.
I asked your brother to do it. I was like, hey, can
you just... You asked Will to do something for you. How did that go?
Super.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Mm-hmm. And he built me a treehouse afterwards.
Was it all done up to code?
That's the only way.
Yeah.
He's highly adept.
That's about it, though. Those are the ways to get in touch with us. The big thing, again, in papasbasement.com. That also contains, at the very top of the page, the iTunes subscription link. If you have an iDevice and use iTunes, please subscribe to us that
Unlike
way.
Unlike me, also, because I have a Droid.
So. Do you use iTunes at all?
No.
Get an iPhone, then subscribe to us using the podcast app.
No, I'm hoping we go back to like
any of that stuff.
Pterodactyls and stone tablets.
I like that too because I want to have a Triceratops garbage disposal.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I think it was an elephant for the garbage disposal, or he was the washing machine or the dishwasher.
The woolly mammoth
was,
I guess you would call it the dishwasher. He was the equivalent of that little hose that's built into a sink, which always weirds me out. To this day, it looks so out of place.
I like to use that as a weapon. You ever get somebody with that? Or you ever rubber band it so it automatically comes on? Oh, your mom would love that.
I spent my entire youth just pulling on that thing and then hearing it wind back. Until
Do you have one at your house?
Every sink has that, I thought.
No, not every sink.
Really?
Mm-mm. No. Now I want to go rubber band it. so Maria will fall.
By rubber band it, you mean just pulling on it and letting it snap back?
No. You rubber band the hold nozzle, so it automatically starts spraying when you turn the spigot on.
Oh, that's fiendish and brilliant.
Yeah.
No, I haven't done that.
Oh.
But if you want to talk about spraying nozzles, we can get to last night's diarrhea. Wow. Did you like that segue?
That was beautiful.
I absolutely thought it was pretty wonderful. Solid.
I don't know who wouldn't want to listen and talk to you about your diarrhea.
I'm so empty right now. And I don't mean existentially.
You went to a nice dinner. It was Clyde's, correct?
Yeah, it was Clyde's. Hold on. I'm getting some agua because my mouth is still full of pollen.
It's not pollen. You're probably just dry.
Could be that, too.
Yeah.
Could be that, too.
Yeah. So what happened?
It was diarrhea. You ever had diarrhea?
I had diarrhea. I understand what diarrhea is, but what did you have at Clyde's, or what did you eat during the day, or were you licking dirty toilet seats, or?
Well, diarrhea kicks in what? How long of a lag is there between eating?
I mean, if you have serious food poisoning, which a lot of people say, oh, I had food poisoning.
And you don't, no. Right. I've seen The Sopranos where Tony has food poisoning, yeah, and then they whack Big Pussy. It wasn't that.
No, I mean, you're very ill if you're having food poisoning, and it can happen kind of quickly, but really for your digestion. And people will think, well, they think they eat a burger and then they crap the burger. That's not what happens.
It's like 24-hour lag, yeah, correct?
I mean, you have, like 30 minutes of digestion. So what are you doing? You're messing with the sound or something?
I'm turning it up so I can hear myself better.
Oh, gosh, really?
I'm going to explain my exact symptoms and you tell me when I could have had this happen to me.
Yes.
We had our last eating around 6:30. We had gelato at 6:30 as a family. This was, we took the mom out to Clyde's, mm-hmm, Will and I.
Right.
And afterwards, we went to a little gelato hut.
Right.
In the same mall.
Yeah.
And had delicious kind of thawed gelato. You know how gelato isn't supposed to be as tough as ice cream. We had that.
Right.
And around 9:30, so maybe 3.5 hours after my main meal.
Yeah.
I first had to crap. And it was, just that kind of liquidy.
A softie.
It was a softie. Exactly.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I don't want to characterize it as when someone's just spraying a super soaker
into the
toilet.
No, and that's a lot of times people, there's a common misconception when people think they have diarrhea, they just have loose stool.
Mm-hmm.
They have the softies. And a lot of old people, they'll say, oh, I have diarrhea. But then it has to be water.
But they're just old. That's all they can muster.
You're just dying.
Yeah, exactly. It's not diarrhea. It's colon cancer, you silly kitten.
Yes, that's correct.
So I had the softies about 9:30.
Correct.
And like any normal man, I giggled my way through it. I was like, you're not regular poop.
Right.
And I wiped. And 15 minutes later, I had to crap again. Now, I don't mind it. I mind the maintenance because it's like blowing your nose 100 times when you're stuffed up. After a while, certain things get pink and raw.
Actually, you know what? I don't get pink and raw because I create what I call the booger dam. And I just curl up the Kleenex and I just leave it in there.
Really?
And create a dam.
Like a nerd who had his nose broken by the school bully?
I don't care. I mean, why am I going to destroy my outside of my nose?
You just walk around with two Roman candles out of your nose.
I don't care. I can breathe through my mouth.
Okay, then.
Or if it gets so bad and you're saturating all of these tissues,
I
then
thought
I have what
literally
we call...
the whole point was to blow the evil infected snot out of you and clean you out.
No, because it's just draining into the tissue. So eventually the tissue becomes... why do people do like you pack a wound or something? You're not forcing the infection back in. It
so you treat your nose like a menstruating vagina.
Well, yes, exactly.
And eventually, mm-hmm, once it's soaked through the tampon and it's staining your nice
the
white
plug.
Pants.
The plug.
Yeah. You pull it out and put in a new one.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
So by round three,
right,
I thought I'd emptied out. But an hour later,
right,
it resumes again. At this point, my stomach really is killing me.
Right.
I mean, like, I'm wondering, you're just looking at me like, why are we? But you're a nurse, so you can advise me. Yeah. First of all, my stomach's killing me. Second of all,
yeah,
somehow my crap feels hotter. Like it's like when a machine gun, you're just shooting at Charlie.
Right.
And he keeps hopping over the perimeter fence and you're shooting so much, the barrel's glowing red.
Right.
That's what my ass feels like at this point. Like every dump feels hot. You know how like something comes out of your body and it never registers. This is 98.6. If this were a summer's day and I opened the door, I would fan myself like a black woman in a Baptist church. But like the crap coming out of me, all of a sudden I'm keenly aware of something 100 degrees warm is touching my flesh because it burns coming out.
Wow.
And I'm all sorts of strained, and I'm worried that my rectum is going to pop out.
I'm surprised your mom wasn't freaking out.
Like the Mario raccoon tail.
Yeah. Was your mom freaking out?
She waited until I exited the bathroom one step. She showed enough restraint to not knock on the door and asked, John, are you okay? But literally the instant I finally exited the crime scene 15 minutes later, when I was kind of pacing around like Ewan McGregor going through the withdrawal and Trainspotting.
Oh, my.
It was a lot like that because I'd kind of finish and I'm like, I know there's more in there. Why am I going to wipe? So I'm just kind of like holding myself.
Bearing down.
Yeah, and staring at the ceiling, watching the little baby crawl.
Nice.
And finally, I exit. And the instant I do, it's like, are you okay? Are you? So I took a bunch of Imodium and Pepcid, I think, and all that. And I still feel bad. Don't get me wrong.
But was that the last bout four times?
Yeah, I think I had a 4Z or a 5Z.
Right. And that makes you cry like a little girl in a pink dress.
I was pretty emptied out. My butt really hurt, Allison. Yeah. The whole time I was like, we make fun of gays for being like effeminate and weak.
Right.
And yet my ass can't take a dumping and they get pounded in theirs by like a savagely hung dude for hours on end.
But that makes
sense. That's kind of like rough and manly almost. I can't take this.
Yeah, but they're used to doing it. So it's all stretched out and baggy and loose.
Oh,
and
just, no, really?
Yeah, they're just pulling their anus around in a wagon.
Their anus? What are you, an Indian cab driver?
It was their anus.
Their anus.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's bad. It's not good.
No.
But when now it's water, and if it's water, that's diarrhea.
Okay, that's when you're actually, like, you're going to die in the Civil War.
I mean,
that's when you die on the Oregon Trail.
If it's the 1700s, you might as well just call yourself dead.
I never got why they would die of that, though, because it would always fix in me. Within, like, overnight, I would wake up and I wasn't just crapping a jet stream.
Yeah. But it has to be water. So anyone who's listening and to yourself, if it's water that's coming out, like if it sounds like you're urinating, but it's coming from your butts, that's diarrhea. If it's anything else, people want a formed stool. Everyone does. And they're like, jackpot, I'm healthy. Uh-huh. But if they get something that's a softie, they get the softies, everyone thinks that's diarrhea. But it's really not.
Mine looked like an angry kid took a pudding cup and just threw it against the wall.
Yeah. So, I mean, pudding, I mean, that's still considered in the soft zone. I mean, it has to be water. I mean, if you push and then it just...
So what causes the softies then? Because you were saying it wasn't food poisoning. That has to be about 12 hours or so.
No, I mean, it could. Something.
So that could have been my meal like 2 hours ago causing that? The softies?
I mean, it sounds like whatever. You must have had something bad.
My undercooked scallops and shrimp could have done that?
Absolutely.
Oh, no.
Did you have undercooked seafood?
Indeed, I did.
Mm-hmm. I love scallops.
Me too, but I was like, these seem almost raw. Oh, well, down the hatch.
Yeah, but I don't know that would have done that because people eat raw seafood. So,
but
I mean,
you don't even get to
something, you know.
And again, Nurse Allison,
correct,
bringing your medical wisdom to the show,
right?
Any of the soft crap coming out of me in no way could have been that scallop and stuff, right? Like that's just
no. I think it could have.
Really, it can get out of you that quickly.
I mean, if
how
it
does
was...
it turn colors? Explain that. What makes it brown?
And that's everything. Everything makes it brown. When you do, like when we've done juicing before, Like if you got to keep the same color groups together. The reds with the reds and the greens with the greens. If you mix the green juice with the red juice, you have brown juice. So that's the same.
So
with
it's
the
just colors getting mixed together. Yeah. That's literally it.
And it's all brown.
I pictured it like Unicron, like sucking the energy out of a planet.
But you'll
and then
notice,
it's just this brown husk.
No, you'll
left.
Notice that sometimes, though, if you eat primarily a certain color, then your stool will be that color.
I've noticed that when I eat ton of chocolate and it comes out brown.
No, you're dumb. Okay. That's stupid. It's like brown cows give chocolate milk. You're dumb. That's not how it goes.
What?
You're dumb. Oh. You're dumb. Anyhow, so yeah. I mean, everything's just getting all mixed together. Like Mrs. Capaldi, when I was in like elementary school, she would go around and take the food from all the trays from the kids that didn't want to finish their food. And she had these big,
and then she'd
huge...
send it to those kids in Africa that needed it,
No, she brought
right?
it for her dogs. And I'm using air quotes here.
Oh,
for her dogs.
So Mrs. Capaldi was a hobo.
No, but she was like this earthy, weird kind of eccentric woman, and she did have a lot of dogs, and I think she had like a big dog pen or whatever. Maybe she had 8.
Did she fight pit bulls?
No, she was an older lady. She kind of looked like your grandmother, but she would eat the food also. That's where I was trying to go with this. So she would have a big pile of food on a on
would
one
she
of
like
those
just
lunch trays.
Dump the kids' half-consumed milk into the spaghetti and just eat it raw?
No, but she did do like a spaghetti with the potatoes, with the whatever, and just it'd be all one big mass.
Like a KFC bowl.
Yeah, and then she would eat it, and I would be like, whoa. And I was one of those kids who did not like their food to touch. Everything had to be separate, the corn, the potatoes, the whatever, just all. If you made the food touch, even now as an adult when I go to a restaurant, if they don't, if they use a ladle to ladle the food on the plate and there's like water from
that's
the vegetables.
That's a cafeteria, not a restaurant.
No, restaurants do that too, or the steam from certain foods or whatever, and they plate the food and there's water or moisture on the plate. I always napkin it in and soak up all the water because I don't want my food all watery. It's nasty. Nice restaurants.
What happened in your childhood to cause this?
What didn't happen in my childhood?
It's true. So. That's true. If this is the extent of the manifestation
but
yeah,
Mrs. of
the damage
Paldi,
from
she
that.
Would just eat all of the food all together. And I would say, oh, that's so gross.
It is.
Ew,
Mrs.
nasty.
Capaldi was a sex pervert.
Mrs. Capaldi said, hey, it all goes to the same place.
Oh.
It's like, yeah, but I like it to go there separately. You know? Why do they all have to ride the same bus? I don't know.
I'm with
food,
you.
Food segregation.
I mean, that was a bit we used to do as kids where you'd throw like three or four lunch items together and then see
and then
if
you,
someone
yeah,
could eat it.
Yeah, you dare your friends to eat it. Or
and I never know why they did it because we never paid up. Mm. It was always like, I got $20 if you eat this. Really? I got a 50. And the kid thought he was going to make a cool 100.
I tell you what I do. When I go to Cracker Barrel, I always get the greens. I love their greens.
You like their meat just getting pushed through you.
Anyhow, they get the greens, but they do the same thing. They have a big, I imagine, a big stock pot of greens back there. And then when they ladle it out and they put it in the bowls, there's a lot of liquid there. They don't actually
drain it. I've
actually
seen you do this.
Right. And so what I do is I take...
You drain it into a coffee mug, if I remember.
Correct. I like press it with the fork. And I drain it off. But the thing is, there's so much liquid in that small amount of greens, it actually fills the coffee
cup. It's disgusting. I remember.
I don't, you know, the thing is, like, I don't like soup. So I don't like broth and I don't like those kinds of things. So that's essentially.
So why just not get more macaroni and cheese there then?
Because
why waste your time with the greens?
Because I like the greens. And then I season them up with the Tabasco and the vinegar and the pepper. And
I've seen this production.
Yeah, it's very good. But what I did was one time I was at Cracker Barrel and I had my niece and nephew with me. And I had this whole big cup, this green. It just looks like green, murky puddle water.
It's disgusting.
But all
like,
it is,
didn't I make the I was going to call her the maid, the waitress, take it away. So
you who
finish my meal.
Made. But yeah, so yeah, it does look gross, but essentially all it is broth.
It's just water. It's
yeah,
just
I mean, I don't
water.
Like it. You know, it's
the hot version of juicing, kind of.
Yeah, kind of. Or like a stew or soup or
yeah.
whatever. I mean, I wouldn't just ladle
it. It could only be nutritious for you, one would assume.
Right. And so I had my niece and nephew there, and
so
I was eating the
it?
Greens, and they were saying how disgusting it was and how gross it was.
And
I
one
said,
of them's half black, so I don't know where.
Well, she should love them.
Exactly. That's what I was duck to water. You got me.
Anyhow, so I dared them. And the little girl, she's always kind of, you know,
she would
scheming,
be the one
scheming for a buck, you know.
Really?
And she's
really the half black one is scheming for a buck, Allison. That's
just
that's
her style.
So racist.
Anyhow, so she said, will you give me a dollar if I eat it? And I said, yeah, I'll give you a dollar if you eat a bite of these greens, the whole greens. And so she, you know, they got all worked up. And then my nephew wants in and he's like, well, how much will you give me? I said, well, I'll give the same goes for you. If you
he's
eat
half Filipino. Why isn't he trying to do math?
He's
for money?
Actually Polynesian.
Oh, really? Like a-
his dad kind of looks Mexican, but yeah, that's he's Polynesian.
Gotcha.
But he doesn't look Polynesian. He looks now, he looks like Justin Bieber. That's who he looks
really?
Like.
Really? Polynesian yeah. Justin Bieber?
No, he looks like a regular Justin Bieber.
So he's like a little lesbian.
Well, I mean, he had the long
oh, wait,
hair
is
for
he
a while.
Like butch haired current Justin Bieber? Or
I
little
think now he is. I'm not
lezo
sure.
Haired Justin Bieber.
But he has a lot of hair. He's very fortunate.
You know what they say about those Polynesians.
Oh, brother. Anyhow, so I gave her a dollar. She managed to muscle it down and mm-hmm. eat it. It was a big production for kids. They're like, ew, it's gross. It's nasty. Oh, I can't. And it's up to their face. And then they're
and
taking
it
away.
And as soon as she ate it, she was like, that's the best thing I've ever had. Where's the fried chicken?
No, she didn't say that. But my nephew, he couldn't even get it past his nose, and he didn't get a dollar. But she did. But I told them, if they drank that cup of green juice mm-hmm. that I drained off of my greens, mm-hmm. I would give her $60, right? Yeah. And I'm not one to say something and not mean it. You know, I always back it up. So I took out three 20s and I laid them on the table and I said, now she loves money. This little kid just, she just lit up like a Christmas tree. She wanted that $60. Let me tell you, she just sat there and she was trying, but you just see this as you, as an adult, you were like, off with your head. Take
I'd rather
this
have
out
a
of
urine
here.
Sample at the table. It's disgusting.
Right.
I don't get me wrong, for $60 I'd put it down twice.
Well, my mom says, yeah, I would do it for $60. And I was like, Mom, I'd have to have a totally different dare for you. Like, you might actually enjoy this. Like, it's not a, you know, but for kids. Anyhow, she just sat there and she tried and she held her nose.
Is it Roman rules, said, or do I have to keep it down for the 60? Roman rules being I can vomit back up immediately.
Well, you can vomit. I mean, if she had taken it and she drank it all down.
Yes.
Then she, to me, she won.
Okay.
Now, if she happened to throw up after, but she couldn't hold it in her mouth and spit it back out.
Well, no, that's not consumption.
No, right. But if you ate it and then you got sick
because yeah.
your mind just wreaked havoc, you know, then to me, you still won. You took it all down. But she couldn't do it. And my nephew couldn't do it. And then I saw over at another table.
The way you phrased that makes me think of a girlfriend swallowing a load. You took it all down, little winner.
But anyhow, I saw one of my good friends, her neighbor was out with her two kids. And I'm familiar with them, too. And I know the neighbor and all that. And her two girls were there. And they heard the, you know, the bet going on. Like, it was kind of like a juvenile version of Fear Factor. I mean, mm-hmm. we'd see these kids, they're like, ugh. I mean, it was like,
feeding them bull dick.
No, but it might as well have been a cup full of spiders because they just could not do it. Like, ugh, you know, and their eyes are like,
how much do they make on Fear Factor? Because I never got that show. It was always weird to me. That show was on the air, but I couldn't see a tit.
I don't know. I mean, I wasn't really into that. But I offered $60 to those two girls, too. I said, either one of you girls, if you can drink this, I'll give you $60. And they wouldn't do it either. And I was telling my niece, like, do you know what you can buy with $60? You could buy a bicycle. You know,
what?
You can buy a bike for $60, brand new.
Wait, in 1971?
No, our kid's bicycle, you can get one for $60.
I'm not a pedophile, so I'm not up on what tiny little bikes cost, but I thought they were at least a cool 100.
No, I mean, it just depends. I mean, for her, I mean, she was little at the time. I think she was like 6 at that time. So, I mean, you can get, a two-wheeler with training wheels for $60, like Target
wow.
or something.
Okay.
Anyhow, there's a lot of things that you can buy with $60.
I'm well aware.
Yeah, I mean, that's like 4 Barbies. I don't know. Like,
couple
I was trying
of
to
used
tell-
games at the GameStop. That's
and
where
let
my
me
brain
talk
went.
About candy. You know how much candy you can buy with $60?
You wouldn't survive $60 of candy eaten over a couple days.
But let me tell you, they were lighting up, but nobody ate it. But then beside us was a whole team of seniors, and they're like, do it, $60. And all these old people are cheering the kids on, and they really wanted to.
Well,
I think she
they just wanted to get
it.
Their hands on the green liquid. They wanted you to bet them so they could have a bowel movement this week.
Anyhow, so that's my juvenile Fear Factor story. But no one got the $60. But I wound up doing it to her. We did a trip to Tennessee, and I had my niece with me and another friend, and we stopped at Cracker Barrel. I did the whole greens thing, drained them off, and had a cup of it
sitting
there.
Don't they spit on Cracker Barrel in Tennessee because it's not southern enough?
I don't know.
They're like, what? You've only got 6 kinds of gravy here?
I think we were like 2 hours out or something. I think it's like 4 hours away. I'm not sure where I was, but.
I thought it was Tennessee.
It is Tennessee, but I think I was like, I think it's like 4 hours. So I'm saying I don't know exactly where this Cracker Barrel is. I know where I was and where I was going, but I was on my way to Tennessee and like on our way, like 2 hours out or something.
You found a Cracker Barrel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it could have actually been in Pennsylvania.
No, Pennsylvania's no, I don't think so.
Someone doesn't know geography. Go on.
Anyway, so we did the whole dare there, and the whole thing she wanted at that time was a Webkinz. Webkinz were big then.
What is a Webkinz?
It's just a little stuffed animal, and it comes with a card, and then on the card, you get a code, and you can register that animal and play like a Sims game with your animal. So it's like a virtual thing, and then your pet comes to life, and you have to feed it, and you can dress it, and whatever. but kids really like it. And then you can interact with your friend. So if you had a Webkinz and I had a Webkinz, it's kind of like a Facebook-y Sims kind of thing.
It's like Farmville, except you coughed up for the stuffed animal.
Right, exactly.
Which isn't going to change in real life.
Right.
Like, you can upgrade it, I guess, online and give it like a jetpack or something.
Yeah.
But it's just the same piece of crap in real life.
Anyhow, she really, really wanted one. And I said,
how much
was
a Webkinz?
I think they were like between $10 and $15.
That's not so bad.
No.
You could buy a bunch of Webkinz if you play your cards right.
Anyhow, so there was a little, there was like a half portion of the greens liquid there. And I told her she really wanted it. And I said, well, this wasn't a trip to get presents or whatever. But if she really wanted it, then she could.
You're supposed to love being with Aunt Allison.
Right. And it's not all about getting presents. And
I was a kid
once,
Allison.
If you want a treat, then
so let me explain it to you. It's all about the presents.
Then drink this green junk.
You think I would have gone to grandma's house if it didn't mean a transformer each time?
Anyhow, she just tried and tried, and she started crying, and then she was trying to do it through a straw. And when she broke out the straw to do it, I was like, bleh. Like, I don't like it. That's why I drain it off. Like, yeah. It grosses me out because I don't like it. And then she's going to do, I was like, I think you're going the wrong way on this.
Like, see, what you should have done is purchase a steak and then wring out its fat into a cup and make her drink that.
Anyhow, she just sat there. And my friend was like, you know, you're torturing her. I'm not torturing her. She's torturing herself. She wants the Webkinz. I said, we can just
you're
go.
Kind of torturing her, to be honest. You're like Buffalo Bill at the top of that well. And you're like, she's the one that wants to get out. I why doesn't she just want to be my skin suit?
Well, I'm just saying, hey, she didn't need to have it. So if she wanted it, then you had to drink the stuff. And if you don't, then let's just leave and we can be happy. Oh, and then the server comes over and my niece has got tears streaming down her
face. Jesus Christ.
It turned into this big production.
And they don't look all that much alike.
But
so
then
you look
afterwards,
like a child abductor.
Part of it was her own theatrics, trying to gain the sympathy of others. So they would just say, hey, don't have this kid drink this, you know, greens.
So this kid was like politicking to other tables?
Kind of, in a sense. Like, initially she was kind of upset about
it. Thank God she wasn't too cunning, or she could have been like, my aunt touched my privates.
Anyhow, I said, well, hey, let's just go. I, you know, went a Webkinz another day, you know? Let's,
oh, Jesus,
we're out of
here. You're so mean.
But anyhow, she drank it. She got a Webkinz, and that's where the story
did she
goes.
Vomit immediately afterward?
No, because it's food. You know what I mean? I wasn't asking her to eat, you know what I mean?
Like vinegar with an egg mixed in is food in theory.
Right. It is food.
But that would cause instant vomiting.
It's like mixing ketchup and mustard. It's still food. You know what I mean? So if I say, hey, you take 2 tablespoons of ketchup and I'll give you $1.
That are food that you could mix together that would induce vomiting in 2 seconds.
But this isn't something that induced vomiting.
I suppose
Cracker
not.
Barrel just gave me a whole bowl full of it and I was supposed to eat it and drink it and lap it up.
It wasn't
I just
tater
simply,
tots and Ick-a-Pack.
No, I took the leafies out and just the liquid remained. And anyhow, she drank it. She got a Webkinz and everyone was
when
happy.
Did she get that Webkinz? I'm sure she still plays with it every day.
She did play with it for a while because, again, it's a whole interactive thing and they had a whole family.
How long did it take before the Webkinz were gay and played out?
I don't know. It was a long time. Webkinz was a big phase. I mean, it wasn't just my niece and nephew. Everyone was into it.
I literally have never heard of them.
Because you're an adult.
I'm so happy I don't have little kids in my life. They
kids
suck.
Are fun.
They suck.
Kids are hilarious.
Oh,
they
God.
Crack me up.
They cost so much money.
They don't really. I mean, it seems like
if
they
you
do.
Neglect them, they don't. If you let the streets raise them, they don't.
Oh, my. Kids are fun. They crack me up. One time I had a kid and...
Whoa, really?
No.
Oh.
I worked with this family and they had 8 children. And the 5-year-old...
Were they the Perez family?
No.
The Suarez family?
No, they were
the
not.
The Gutierrez family?
They were like Mormon-esque.
Oh, so, wouldn't have guessed that.
Anyway.
Wouldn't have guessed that.
But they had, I went and I did overnights there and I worked doing some tutoring and so forth. And it was an overnight position. So I was there for like 2 nights, 3 days or whatever. And she said, just fix whatever for food or whatever you can find. So when I went in their
whatever
freezer.
Whatever Goya products you want.
In their freezer, they had about, oh my gosh, there was so much frozen spinach in there. It was just unreal. Like there didn't seem to be almost any other vegetables. So I thought this family must love spinach. You know,
they must love green bowel movements.
Anyway, so I did a pasta and.
Spinach.
And spinach. But I did.
Chocolate pie with spinach.
I did. Anyhow, butter, garlic, and I did some cheese on the spinach. Anyhow, when we all sat down to eat dinner, everyone's kind of staring at this spinach like, we don't like it. But the older siblings were like, you know, if mom and dad were here, you have to eat your vegetables, blah, blah, blah. And so all of them took some spinach. Well, the five-year-old really struggled with it. And
wait, I thought they were raised on spinach.
It seemed like they were, but I guess maybe the reason that there was so much in there is because they didn't like it. Like, that was kind of the last, and it must have been in there maybe forever. I don't know. Or they used all the other vegetables that they thought were better.
Okay.
But there was a lot of spinach, so I thought they must love it because I didn't really find anything else, you know?
Gotcha.
So you got to do a vegetable and blah, blah, blah. Anyhow, all the other kids ate it, even though it wasn't their favorite. But this five-year-old, he really just struggled with trying to eat it, and he just kept saying he couldn't eat it. So then he takes a bite, and he goes.
Did you promise him a Webkinz?
No, but he went to swallow it, and he said, and he kind of got in the gagged, and then it came back out on his plate. And he's like, oh, I can't eat that because it's got germs on it. I can't eat it now. And his parent and his older siblings were like, you know, if mom and dad were here, you just have to take another portion. You can't have any bread. Any of the garlic bread, unless you eat your spinach. And the kid was just beside himself, like, oh, I can't do it. And it was like my niece and nephew over the greens, you know. The kid finally puts it in his mouth, and he swallows it, and he just beams with light. He's so surprised that it doesn't come right back out. And he's like, I swallowed it whole. I swallowed it whole. Like, that bread is mine. And he was so victorious.
This blows me. What age... Yeah. Is it before you just eat things purely based on taste, or when do you knock that off? Because I got into horrible eating habits as a kid because my mom would cook veggies and I'm like, this tastes like crap.
Right.
Give me some nuggets and some french fries. And to this day, guess what I prefer? The nuggets and french fries instead of the vegetables.
But I think it really does have to do with how you're raised and how you're grown up and how you're reared. And if you are raised on fruits and vegetables and nuts and all those things, you don't crave those other things. But
I think you go to a friend's house, like on a sleepover.
Right, yeah.
And then you get to eat the bad crap. Yeah.
And then
you go home and you're like, I don't want to eat the damn spinach anymore.
We had a friend like that, and she wasn't like a Yul Brynner, like this earthy, nutty kind of whatever, but she really, really limited the amount of junk that they could have, but they could have it sometimes. And anyhow, the kids, when they came over, we'd have like a group event or something, and there'd be like dishes of candy. Her daughter would literally eat the whole, all the M&Ms are gone. Do you have any more? And her whole face would be just a rainbow of colors where she just couldn't shovel them in fast enough.
Like a chipmunk with acorn shards.
Because she could never really have them. So then it was just overstimulation. But again, that's someone who knows what candy tastes like and actually enjoys it and has
who
it
doesn't?
Sometimes. Right. But then there are other people who do a lot more fruits and vegetables, and they, you know, they're kind of lax on the candy thing. Like, hey, you can have it and it's not a big deal and it's not an overproduction.
I don't think there's a single kid who's going to prefer the fruits and veggies to the candy. I don't care how you're raised.
No, but when you make kids, if you say, you know what, why don't you eat something good and then you can have some junk, they are full from something good and then they don't eat as much junk. I mean,
it tapers it down some, but
no, it really does. I mean, I've worked with kids for a million years, so I mean, I know this to be true. But the little kid, that five-year-old who managed to muscle that spinach down that night, I told him the next day his mom had called. And I said, your mom called.
And she was so proud of you.
And I told her how you ate that spinach. And I talked it up so big. It was almost like he was coming home from Nam, you know? And I just, like a medal, and you just see him walking.
A necklace of gook ears.
Yeah. And he's just beaming with pride, and he gets a trophy. And I said, she was so proud of you. And the kid's chest just puffed up with pride, and his little face is glowing. I said, and she was so happy. She said she's going to serve it every day. The kid just broke down, melted right on the floor and started crying. He was like, but I hate spinach.
Dumb box.
And I was like, nah, I'm just playing. She didn't.
Your mom isn't proud of you. Duh.
Poor little kid.
Well, yeah. Allison.
Yes, darling.
We got about 20 minutes left in this episode.
Right.
Doesn't it go quickly?
I guess so. I mean, you want to talk about your escort friend?
I guess now that you toss it out there, I was going to ask about your Jewish date friend. But yeah, we can talk about my escort friend because Yeah, mm-hmm. I got a couple things to run past you. Let me toss it out there.
Okay.
Because escort friend is vague.
Okay.
We all know that my favorite site of all time, at least the past year or so, Reddit, but specifically the subreddit, Gone Wild.
Okay.
And for those that don't really do Reddit, it's literally a collection of pages devoted to different subjects.
Correct.
So you could have like a True Blood Reddit, as I always say, and that's a bunch of people who post things from True Blood, be it funny pictures or reviews of an episode.
Correct.
You could have a Metallica Reddit for Metallica fans. Well, there's one subreddit called Gone Wild.
Yes.
And it's just users who, when they're posing naked, they tend to skew between like 18 and 23. They're all a bunch of very young, firm bodies. You'll have the occasional like 50-year-old MILF who's like, let me show these young bitches how it's done. And that's fine, too, for the sake of variety. They're usually in shape as well. One girl that I pulled, I've pulled two girls off of Reddit Gone Wild in my lifetime.
I got you.
The first I wound up dating for like 6 months for whatever reason.
Yep.
Can you put down your phone and actually participate?
I am participating.
Not really. You're typing a message. You're typing a message. What are you typing? I am a selfish co-hostess.
Listen, darling, tell your story. Yeah, you got two hot chicks.
I want to tell it to you.
Yes, okay, I'm listening. All right,
the first I pulled off of Gone Wild was a broad I dated for a while, actually. Right. The second was a chick. Oh, you need some agua?
Yes, I do.
Okay. The second was a 19-year-old who lived in the area. And I hung out with her because I don't really think to myself, oh, she's from Gone Wild, she has to be a whore on wheels.
Right. Mm-hmm.
This is an easy score. Because usually the girls on Gone Wild are actually kind of the geeky, shy ones in real life. And it's a whole big thing. Like, I don't get laid that often because I'm a nerd. Let me show off on here, though, and get my attention this way. This wasn't one of those cases. This girl, I logged a couple of minutes with her, and she was rubbing me the wrong way entirely. Not the least of which, she was 19, for Christ's sake.
I gotcha.
Like, how young have you ever done on a date recently? Because 19, you want to murder them. No matter how intelligent and articulate they are and how much they're, like, good looking, you're like, you're a little young dope. You know that?
I was at Tyson's not long ago, and a 19-year-old had asked me out. And I was like, oh, my gosh, like, I could totally be your mom.
It's fun purely for just novel reasons.
I guess. Definitely flattered. I mean, certainly. I mean, because, you know, you can get someone your own age and you kind of admire someone that's kind of ballsy. You can't even, you know what I mean? A 40-year-old may have a crush on me, but he might be.
I guess for you, it's cool to have like a youngster who's got the nards to go through with it.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of cool that way. I mean, I said no thank you. But
if you're a guy, because I'm 32, for me, the chicks between 28 and 32.
Yeah.
That's all serious relationship territory. And a couple years older, even, I can't touch that. Girls in a certain age bracket are nuclear right now. If they haven't had kids, they have zero mess around time.
Yeah.
And like where I am in life right now, back at home coughing up cash to mom because she's a horrible with her own money and I have to help support her.
Yeah.
No one's going to screw that guy who's like looking to have money for her own family.
That isn't true.
Really?
That isn't true. I mean, we've been around.
You've established it a million times over, and I've got my own belief systems.
I'm just telling you that it's not really true.
But the younger ones.
It doesn't matter. You can have any woman you want, period.
That's very true. And I said that as soon as I pulled it out of Kate Upton's rectum. I was like, getting you was nothing, fatso. Those big chubby tits of yours.
If you don't want to reach for the stars, that's your own business. But I'm telling you, it can be done. You know?
I reach for the slutty stars.
You can be a troll.
They're like really good looking, but they're horrible damage cases.
I worked for this guy. Now, of course, he did have a good job. But I mean, when they were first starting out, he wasn't a bazillionaire. I mean, he does well for himself now. But his wife is just an extraordinarily exotic beauty. I mean, she really is. And not only that, but she's very down to earth. And she's just like the coolest person to hang out with. Her husband looks like a troll. He belongs under a bridge. He is short. He is round. His eyes go like evil cartoon eyebrows that go down.
He's like angry Uncle Leo.
Yeah, he's just not. And he lacks personality. He's very smart.
So what did he do? Really?
Nothing. He scored this beautiful chick.
So how? If he, because if you're going to describe this big fat tub, but he's at least got personality, I get it.
He's confident.
Did he do what the guy in Cleveland did?
He's
did he chain her up for 10 years and feed her McDonald's and beat the little fetuses out of her?
Confidence, confidence.
Confidence.
He wanted it and he got it. Yeah. And when they got married, they had a small ceremony or whatever. Now
because he didn't want to spend money. He wanted it.
No, I mean, that's what they had at the time. I don't know their families or whatever, but... I mean, he does very well for himself now, and he's come a long way, and so
I guess.
He wanted it, and he got it, and he's hideous. He is hideously unattractive. That's how ugly he is. And he's not even fun to be around. He's just like... Yeah.
Wow, he talks like that, too.
Yep, I don't know how he gets through a work day. I can't understand a word he's saying. Like, I need an interpreter.
Sounds like an evil villain from Captain Planet, like a talking ooze puddle.
I'm Dorito. That's all.
Wow. Well, good for him and this exotic beauty. Well, not good for her. She's wasted her life.
Apparently, but she seems actually to completely adore him. I mean, she fawns over him and she, you know, I don't know. They seem to have a good thing. Even now, they've been married a bazillion years or whatever. They don't live too far from here.
Yeah. I kind of want to take a look at the wife now.
She's very beautiful.
Do a little bit of what the kids call the...
I mean, she doesn't have a big, huge...
Give them the old cuckaroo.
I mean, you're kind of a big, huge rat kind of guy, and she doesn't have big, fake...
Oh, no. You know, I've realized in time what I actually like most... Well, let's not say I don't like big racks. I mean, big jugs are great. I am mostly...
I've heard anything...
I think I'm a flat stomach guy, actually. Like, someone who's in that kind of shape.
Yeah.
Like that, I don't know. There's something cool about that.
Yeah.
Someone being trim.
Yeah.
Even if it's just because they're skinny fat.
Yeah.
Like, I guess don't marry the skinny fat girl because that's just going to explode after the first kid.
I don't think so. I mean, they're just not fit. They're still thin and they could always be thin. But you know what I mean? If they did a Tough Mudder, they'd be last just because they're not working on.
I guess if they never exploded, I wouldn't care if they were out of shape as long as they're thin. You know what I mean?
She gets winded cutting a carrot.
Yeah, I don't care about that whatsoever. You can be completely out of shape as long as you're like the thin little nerd. You're not thin because of AIDS or something.
So
I don't
you've
know.
Got off track here. Let's hear about the chick. So you met her on Reddit. What
met
happened?
Her on Reddit. She was a really hot chick physically, which she was kind of thin and wiry, but with decent sized boobs, which on a skinny girl.
Is that the girl
naked,
I saw? Did I see a picture of her or I didn't?
You might have. She's like white, black, and Puerto Rican. It somehow came out looking Chinese. And she had like big nerd glasses on.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I've probably shown photos of a couple girls that fascinate me from that site. So she actually bugged me to hang out.
Right.
Which reeked to me of getting used because I wasn't being that charming with her. It was like, hey, my car's broken. Can we hang out? And I'm like, I smell someone who needs a chauffeur. So we go out and immediately she's just bothering me. I think we wound up at Target.
Yeah.
And I picked up some coffee for us. And then we went around. She was buying underwear.
Yeah.
And just, I don't know. I got bored immediately with her. And she bought this crap. And as soon as we got back to her place, I think it could have gone somewhere. In the bone sense, when a guy says it could have gone somewhere, it means sexually.
Right.
Not like emotionally. We could have built something together.
I gotcha.
We could have screwed.
Yeah.
And I actually was near my buddy's house and I was like, look, I got to go.
Yeah.
I don't care for it so much. And my read on her, by the way, was right. She was a little user because the instant she learned I actually lived about 40 minutes away and couldn't be at her beck and call to drive. It was like your niece learning that she'd have to drink the green crap. She wasn't getting out of it to have her Webkinz. It was just okay. Long story short, I'm screwing around on the website. I don't hear from her again.
Right.
I don't really contact her. I take that back. One time, like when I was really, really horny, I was like, hey, how you been? when your dick is doing 99% of the thinking.
And then when
she
responds, say, oh, I was talking to your rack.
Well, it's the worst because you'll be really horny and you'll text a couple chicks just to like try to set up something where you're getting laid and then you'll whack it.
Right.
And you'll finish and they'll reply afterwards. You're just like, oh, delete. What did I do? How did I remember this number? It's horrible. Like, I have this email.
You didn't, but your wiener did.
Yeah. I hate the new iPhone because it retains the names even after you've deleted them. Like, you'll delete them from their phone,
yeah,
but you can still type in, like, Cynthia, and it will remember the digits, so it'll just text the 10 digits without it showing Cynthia at the top anymore, and then you get this text back from these 10 digits. You're like, oh, who's this? Get away, get away. So she's posting on Reddit again and posting some nudes, and I'm like, hey, I always like staring at her naked. She's she has an effing piece.
Right.
But she also starts posting, and apparently you can click on a name and see someone's post history.
Yeah.
She's in the sex workers subreddit too. And I'm like, this should be fascinating. Let's see what my little friend is up to.
Yeah, and?
Turns out
right,
she is working as a very high-end escort in D.C.
How about that?
Says she's charging $400 an hour. She's like, I know girls that charge two. I know girls that charge three. They're all very beautiful. I charge four.
Wow.
You sound very excited.
I mean, you know what? I could really care less about that. But
try to build a scene with me. Come on. Fake enthusiasm.
Yeah, okay. So she's getting $400. I mean, that's what they get. That's what escorts get.
No, it's the high end for them. Like,
yeah, but
I've had one of my buddies is very into, like, pricing them. He doesn't use them for some reason.
Yeah.
But he's very into looking at, like, escort pages.
Who cares? I mean, if you need a date for something or whatever.
No. I mean, this isn't like escort as in she escorts. She's a whore.
Yeah.
There's no escorting here. She gets porked for $400 an hour.
Who cares? If I had to pork a stranger, I mean, there's $400 is probably not enough. I mean, because again, not everyone that wants
an escort is going to be attractive.
I mean, what do you see when he shows up? And he looks like, you know, the exotic beauty's husband, you know what I mean? Where he's just like a Danny DeVito only homely.
I'll be honest.
Danny DeVito is
actually
handsome.
With the advent of the internet, I think they kind of get to screen their customers. And these guys hit him up ahead of time. And if he's too trolly,
or he's too big an asshole. Yeah, but they could use old photos, or they could, you know what I mean? And then once he's there, to me, $400, that's...
So, like, they send old Elvis pictures, but then fat Elvis shows up?
Yeah, I mean, totally. It can happen.
I don't think they're really that picky.
Yeah.
What would it take you to be an escort? Like, what cost per hour?
I mean, for sex?
Yeah, no, straight up, some dude's putting pipe to you.
Yeah, I don't really want to do that ever. I mean, I would go out on dates. I would do the escort.
Yeah, you would do like the PG-13 escorting. And at the end of the night, he'd pull it out. You'd be like, what?
I'm a
You pull. Got the wrong impression about this gal, mister.
That's right. My popcorn has a hole in the bottom. Like, I thought we were going to see a movie.
I think what got me was, first of all, I recognize what a naked user she is.
Yeah.
And had you asked me, look, if anyone you've met could be a dirty, filthsome whore, I would have voted for her. I'd be like, I could see this girl sucking on strange guys.
Yeah.
For cash.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm putting out there.
Yeah.
Should I spite bang her? Like, and I'm not going to pay. Like, I would set up a Kickstarter for the $400 to bang this girl that really annoyed me.
I mean,
because I think that would be hilarious. Like, if I worked this out ahead of time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, hey, remember when we interacted as humans? I've now purchased you for an hour.
Oh.
I'm going to bang you and do horrible things to you.
No, because she still wins. She's getting your
$400. That's entirely how I see it, by the way. Even the Kickstarter.
Yeah.
Where other people would pay for it.
Yeah.
I would rather just pocket that money.
I mean, if you could turn yourself into a troll and banger, you know what I mean? Or if you could pay and have a troll banger.
Like, if I could water sport her, like, for $400, would she still win for $400 if a guy urinated on her for an hour?
For an hour? I mean, it's just pee. Like, I don't know. I think she's still winning. I mean,
I guess, because after 5 minutes, it's just pure water. You know what I mean? You're just chugging a 2-liter to be able to keep making.
But I don't know that you could. I mean, that's a lot of urine for an hour.
That's what I was going to say. You'd be a mummy at the end of it.
Oh, excuse me.
No, I was trying to think of a way that you could do something comical in the situation.
Yeah. I'd have to
I concluded the same thing as you. I was like, if that grubby little bitch, I have to work, I don't know how hard for $400. Sometimes it's, you know,
easy. Yeah.
I'm always doing something blue collar, though. It's some manly crap. I had to drive somewhere, screw something in, do some rough stuff with these
hands. I wouldn't give her $400. One, you can get laid for free. Period. even though you don't believe it or whatever. So yeah. Outside the studio, you're kind of Mr. Mousy Pants, unless you're behind your iPhone. Yeah,
been playing video games lately because, like I said, I'm out of shape now and
who cares?
Living at home, so I don't give a crap.
The thing is that you're a nice looking guy. So
thank you.
You're gonna show up.
I'm a
nice
looking
guy
plus 50 pounds,
and you're gonna show up with your more than 2-inch penis.
That's true.
And you're going to rock the world.
Just loose. I was looking at it even when I was diarrheaing my brains out. I was thinking of that episode and I was like, I still hang bigger than 2, even when I've crapped half of it out of my ass.
I'm dehydrated. Mom, I'm dehydrated and I still got 4.
That's nice, dear.
Oh, my.
Yeah, even when I've crapped so hard, I'm tugging on the head to pull my rectum back in
no,
my body.
No, I don't think anyone should pay for sex, period.
Well, it destroyed my urge to ever do that.
Yeah.
Because I was just like, no, if this dirty, lazy little piece of crap typifies who's going to get my cash if I ever did pay for ass, screw them all.
Yeah.
Like, that's completely why I don't do the stripper thing.
Yeah.
Like, once a year, Will will drag me to a strip club, and maybe every other year I'll cave and get a couple lap dances. But I'm always like, you dirty bitch. Mm-hmm. I had to work for this money. Yeah. You're giving me this half-hearted little ass rub.
Who cares?
On my junk.
I mean, I guess because for guys it's different. I mean, they wouldn't take much. Guys will show their junk for nothing. You know?
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, so.
A guy has a stock
folder typically.
But you
know what's so funny? I got my
phone.
Neighbor to admit that
she
would.
It's like, hey, I think this girl would enjoy blue mist.
Anyhow, I made a joke because the neighbor complains about this other neighbor, how he works in his yard without his shirt on. Mm-hmm. And he's very overweight. He weighs 300 pounds.
Ooh.
Around 300 pounds. And she says to me, she's like, now don't say anything to so-and-so, but whenever he's working outside, like, he should put a shirt on and blah, blah, blah. And I don't want to see that. Like, she's 68 or something. She says, you know, that's just, why doesn't he put a t-shirt on or something, blah, blah, blah. Anyhow, and so I made a joke when I went over there and I talked to her and I said, do you want me to have, the guy was working out in his yard. I said, you want me to have him take his shirt off? Do you have some dollar bills? And she's like, oh, and she gets all flustered. And she's like, and I said, well, maybe if you took your shirt off, he wouldn't have to take his off. And now she gets even more embarrassed. And she never wears a bra. So she's just 70, almost 70 years old. And she's just got these knockers hanging around her abdomen. You know?
Jesus Christ.
So I said, and she said, no, I'm not doing that. And I said, what about for $20? And she was like, no, it would have to be a lot more than that. And I was like, $50. Would you take your top off and show him around for $50? She's like, oh, I need more money than that. And I was like, okay, I got $100. Will you take off your top for $100?
You are a complete whoremeister. It's little kids drinking green poison.
Listen.
Old tits.
She went silent. She goes, well, you know, I'm not wearing a bra. Like, $100 it is. So now I told her husband, I was like, you know, she'll take her top off for $100.
There's nothing sadder than saggy boobs.
She's 70.
What a betrayal
Where
of the
are your
flesh.
Mom's boobs? I mean, come
I
on.
Don't want to know. Under like 8 layers of clothing, I hope, at all times.
When I was about 19 or 20, I working as a nurse. I had one of my patients and a friend of mine was going to bring me some lunch. A girlfriend, a roommate. And she said, hey, I'll bring you some lunch. And so she comes to the nurse's station. I was busy, whatever. And hey, well, one of the old ladies was sitting there. But at some point, you know, the roles kind of reverse. And, you know, all the old ladies kind of look like old men.
Yeah.
Like, you just can't.
Especially in the Midwest. They're all Napoleon Dynamite's grandma. We've established that.
Yeah. So she comes to the nurse's station and she says, oh, I think this man needs some help. And I said, oh, no. That's a woman.
This man needs some help with his vagina.
And I said, that's a woman. And she whispers to me, she goes, but where are her boobs? And so I pointed to her abdomen.
They're like tucked into the belt line, right?
And I said, right there. And I pointed like around her waistline, you know. And she was like, and then you could see like a little outline. And she was like, ew, I've got to get out of
here. It's disgusting. It's the worst thing ever.
She wanted to like shower before she left the nursing home.
Yeah. And I know what you're saying. We all go that way. That is the way of the flesh. But. It's so depressing, Allison.
I mean, sometimes it can be, but then you go to the gym and you see all those Asians who like to go around naked in the stalls. And yeah, they're 80 and they're working out and they don't look half bad. I still don't want to see their business. You know what I mean? Ugh. But I mean, for 80, they don't look so bad.
I just like seeing the old Asian guys because they usually have really tiny wieners and it makes me happy. I just feel so much bigger.
Inappropriate. Not good.
So there's no way to... I guess I can't do much with the dirty whore.
No, because she's going to win. I mean, you give her, I mean, you're a nice looking guy. And if you got
exactly. I mean, she'd practically pay to do me. She was about to do me for free. For
why
car
would
rides.
You, why
I guess.
Would you give her your money? That's ridiculous.
It would have been so funny because we had normal interactions first.
Yeah.
But like you, I could not come up with an angle where I won.
There's no
I was just
angle.
Like, at the end of the day, that could have been a PS3 and an Xbox.
Yeah. I mean, there you go. I don't know what to tell you about that.
Well, we can get the hell out of here. That's how I win.
All right.
When this show ends.
All right.
Allison.
Yes, darling.
You brought it again today.
Boom, baby.
What are you going to pay me to do?
I don't know. What am I going to pay you to do? Yeah. I'll have to think about it. I'll come up with something good.
Considering I always pick up the meal tabs and stuff, I need to make you do things. I guess I make you do the show for your food. I guess we've already established what the arrangement is. Never mind.
Yeah. I want some good eats today. I hope you feed me something good.
Denny's good?
I don't think so.
Really?
You got to take it up a notch. You owe me for last time, too. I skipped out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All this. How about all the years of friendship? What does that get me?
You said I'm not even one of your best friends. Forget that.
When did I ever say that?
Forget it. That's not happening. I need some really raw, delicious food.
You are nothing but a whore. Allison, if they want to get a hold of you, they should go to facebook.com/papasbasement.
Sure.
From there, scroll down the list of all the people who have liked it, and you should like it yourself if you've already gone that far.
Absolutely.
And find Allison Frank. That's our Allison.
Ta-da.
From there, you can be one of her 1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000 boyfriends.
Ooh, that sounds great.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah, I need more boyfriends.
I'm John Papagiorgio. You want me individually, it's at Papa's Basement.
Yeah.
Or inpapasbasement@gmail.com. The show website, inpapasbasement.com, is home to every episode of this lovely radio show that we've ever done. New episodes posted every Monday and every Thursday, along with my writing, which, you know, if I'm busy, I don't put it up. But what the hell? There's still hundreds of articles up there at this point. And I believe that wraps us up, Allison.
All right, darling. We're out.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guests tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.